Hello, this is Will. Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and we'd like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you, sir. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. It is a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
I would crawl through a mile of broken glass to vote.
Okay.
So I'm much more likely than anything else.
Okay, thank you so much. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
The threat to democracy.
Okay, democracy. Okay, thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
I always vote.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Okay. Well, you always had it decide that you were going to vote, so I guess months before.
Yeah, months before.
Okay. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? In your own words, please.
I think that the Republican Party is an existential threat to the rights of every American, and they threaten democracy as we know it. So any vote that I can cast against the Republican Party is a vote I'm going to do. And I used to be a Republican.
Okay.
I think they're the greatest threat to this country in the world.
Thank you. Next, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on the summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes for issue one or no for issue one?
I voted against abortion restrictions. So I can't remember if that was yes or no, but I voted against them. I voted for all reproductive rights. I don't think the government has any business telling a woman what to do with her body.
Okay, thank you. Why did you vote no? In your own words, if you don't mind me asking.
I don't think the government has any right to tell people what they can or cannot do with their own reproductive decisions. I think it's between a woman and her doctor. It has nothing to do with the government.
Okay, just give me a second. I'm writing that down.
Okay.
Thank you. You say you voted no on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. when exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
Months before. As soon as I found out it was on there, I knew how I would vote.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text messages from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups, any of those?
All of the above, pretty much, although I can't remember anybody actually coming to the house, and I don't think I got any phone calls necessarily, but pretty much all the rest of that stuff I experienced.
Okay, thank you so much. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion or and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and or family, healthcare medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organization, celebrities, social media, influencers.
I would say I trust healthcare professionals, I trust women, and I trust Planned Parenthood. The rest of them I don't think have opinions worth listening to.
Okay, thank you so much. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted on how you were going to vote in this election, yes or no?
No, I can't say anything specifically, no. Like, you mean any one particular ad or something?
No, like something influenced your mind on the decision that you were going to make?
No, I can't say there was any one specific thing. I'm pretty up to date on keeping track of the news and finding the information for myself. So I pretty much came to the conclusion on my own.
Okay, thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you. Can you please tell me in your own words why?
Why what?
Why nothing?
Why I didn't change my mind?
Exactly.
Oh, because I mean, I think it's a cut and dried issue. First of all, I don't think men really have an opinion about abortion. We're never going to have babies, and unless you actually got somebody pregnant, I mean, it's not really, you know. I don't feel I should be telling a woman what she can and can't do with her body, but I really think that the notion that the government should tell a woman, you know, what she can and can't do, and that should carry any more weight than the woman's doctor or her own, you know, her own relationship with like clergy or something like that. I just think it's utterly ridiculous.
From the minute they overturned
Roe v. Wade, I've known that this was how I was going to vote and will not change it.
Okay. Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
Oh, no. I always vote no matter what.
Okay. So can I just write down you always vote no matter what?
Yes.
Okay. Just a second.
I think it's every American's responsibility or they don't have a right to bitch about anything.
Yes, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? First one,
okay.
Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
That will be very or somewhat.
Very unconvincing.
Okay. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, specifically when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument very convincing or unconvincing?
I find it very convincing.
Thank you. Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes. Meaning, you could be cut out of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Well, I think that I don't think it's a legitimate argument, so I don't find it convincing or not convincing. I think it's nonsense.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother.
It never happens.
Republican.
That never happens.
Okay. So I think it's
a fallacious argument, and it's nonsense. That's the same thing that Chris Christie always tries to say happens in New Jersey, and it's a complete lie.
Okay. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Absolutely. That's exactly how I believe.
Okay, thank you. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans?
The Democrats.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in November 2024 elections? I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Sorry.
Okay, jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, spending too much money in Ukraine in their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, mass shootings, gun violence, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, disinformation propaganda, election security, Israel, Hamas, Palestine.
Wow, that's a lot. I think the greatest.
I know, but you have to
just
only one. I'm sorry.
Oh, only one threat, the greatest threat
only
to America?
Is I guess
the greatest
it
threat
has
from,
to do with, it, I guess
sorry.
It has to do with your opinion. What
yeah,
you
the greatest
the
threat to America right now is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay, thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States, which one?
It'll be abortion, reproductive freedom, and protecting democracy in the United States. Those are the two.
Okay. Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in November 2024 elections? Yes or no?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what if November 2024 elections for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown and the Democratic mm-hmm. Party nominee for U.S. Senate and the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote, or are you currently undecided?
Sherrod Brown. I won't vote for any Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democratic Party nominee and Donald mm-hmm. Trump as a Republican Party nominee and a third party candidate, are you currently undecided?
No, Joe Biden for sure.
Okay. In your own words, why?
I think he's done a great job as president. I think he was the perfect person for a very troubled time, and I think he fixed everything Donald Trump destroyed.
Thank you. Just a couple more questions and we're done.
Okay.
In what country were you born?
Here, United States.
United States, okay. Your parents?
Both, yeah, United States.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Well, until 2016, I was a Republican, but now I'm a Democrat, and so I guess I would have to say I identify most with them.
Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I consider myself a social liberal, but I consider myself an economic conservative. I believe you should pay your bills, but I also believe government should stay out of my business personally.
Do you lean more to the liberal posture or the conservative?
Yeah, I would say so. Probably, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Between 25 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, 100 plus.
100 plus.
Okay. What is your gender, with all due respect? Male?
Male.
Female?
Yeah.
Male. Okay.
Male.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your opinions, okay? You have a good one.
Thanks, man. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.